The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
We're going to take this pressure away from everybody. Let the kitchen door by Polo Fields in Ann Arbor do the cooking for you tonight. Treat yourself and your family to fully prepared meals to go, like gourmet fall off the bone ribs, southern fried chicken, or the kitchen door's signature fish and chips. Individual meals, meals for two or family four packs, all made the Polo Fields way. The kitchen door is located at the Polo Fields Country Club off of Zeeb Road, and curbside pickup is now available. To place your order, go to thekitchendoorannarbor.com. That's thekitchendoorannarbor.com. But as I tell you, save this number, 734-998-1555. And you save the number because when you order online, there are two options for wine to go. But when you call in your order, there are a lot of options for wine to go. But you can order either way, thekitchendoorannarbor.com, or you can call 734-998-1555 and let the kitchen door take care of your dinner tonight. And Sam, I might do that tomorrow, get a fried chicken pack, because we're going to go to the blue out game, Michigan women's soccer. Might get some chicken, tailgate before some soccer tomorrow, before we go to the game on the pitch.
You know, they do a great, great job over there at the kitchen door. I mean, it's outstanding, and it's an array, a menu that is even better than it was the last time the kitchen door was on. I think folks can... who've been to the Bud Light Victor's Lounge can attest the food is really good. But before we get to the break and the top of the hour, I just want to revisit the topics that we discussed yesterday with Eric Adelson, the outstanding sports perspective. There are few opinions I value more than EA's. Professor Eric Adelson, let's give him the appropriate title, right? You know, always a journalist, but now teaching other journalists, teaching aspiring journalists down at the University of Central Florida. And so we were talking about Kyrie Irving and the Brooklyn Nets. And I said, you know, the biggest storylines heading into the season, Ben Simmons with the Philadelphia 76ers, Kyrie Irving with the Brooklyn Nets, right? For different reasons, neither of these guys are available. Ben Simmons wants out of Philly. He feels like he wasn't treated fairly, that they didn't support him enough, when everything that Doc Rivers said after they got knocked out, talking about that Ben Simmons needs to be in the lab working on a shot, it was true, Ira. I mean, it's sometimes the truth hurts. He actually offered constructive criticism. He's in the gym. He has to work. We're going to be better. You know, that wasn't rolling the bus over him, but he just felt like, even though he's getting $37 million a year, whatever it is, that they just are treating him unfairly in Philly. Philly said, listen, we aren't going to give you away. We're going to try to trade you, but if we can't get what we want, guess where you're going to be? You're going to be here in Philly. And he said, no, I'm not. I'm going to sit out. Okay, sit out. We are not going to pay you if you sit out. And not only are we not going to pay you, we're going to fine you. He said, okay, I'm prepared to sit out the season. Ira, that lasted like two weeks. That's like 2 weeks. Because guess what Ben Simmons did? He showed up. When he started losing the money, he showed up. Now, Kyrie Irving, on the other hand, he doesn't want to be vaccinated, which is fine, which is his prerogative. But the NBA and the NBA Players Association came to an agreement. If you are going to miss games, because you don't receive an exemption from being vaccinated, you're just choosing to sit out, your prerogative, but the teams don't have to pay you. And I told EA, I said, you know, how do you think this is going to play out? Because the Nets haven't come out and said that they aren't going to pay Kyrie Irving for these games that he's going to have to miss per the local mandate in New York, which says, hey, you can't participate. You can't show up to work if you're unvaccinated without an exemption in this locale. So he was going to miss 41 home games. Brooklyn finally came back and said, you know what? If you are only going to be a part-time participant in games, you're going to be a no-time participant for us, practice or games. And we aren't going to pay you. EA said he didn't think he was going to get to that. Ira, that very same day, yesterday, they laid the hammer down. You couldn't come out right now and say it was okay and then come back in December and say it's not. Don't you? You have to set that line in the sand right now, and that's what Brooklyn just did.
Yeah, we were waiting for it to happen. I mean, this is what you've talked about from the beginning with all the different teams in sports across the country, with college, pro, whatever, when you're talking about, you know, have vaccinations, which is, are you there for your team, right? This is about winning. This is about putting this together and trying to win a championship, whether it was a national championship or an NBA championship or whatever the world championship might be. And you want to see if these teams are unified or not, if they're together, if they're for this common cause. That's what every year you're going to. Are you unified as a team for your common cause? For that fight. And this is one where it seems like some people are not. And right. It's.
But you see what the talk from his camp now was? Well, Kyrie is not opposed to the vaccine. He just wants to be the voice for the voiceless. What? What are you talking about? How about, like you said, if you aren't against the vaccine, how about there be there for your team? There are plenty of ways for you to be the voice for the voiceless other than this, right? Other than ways that's going to harm your ability to win a championship. So it's interesting to me how in public you're seeing them say, hey, we support whatever he wants to do. But now you're starting to hear through various reports that some guys on the team getting a little fed up with him.
Sam, the question I have, and this goes to all the different professional leagues that have had situations like this and continue, where are the players' associations taking a stand? What's their stance? Is that because when you see a player, an athlete, get in any kind, even if you know they're 100% guilty, the NFL, NBA, whoever, PA, stands behind them, and they say, we have you, we're going to defend you, etc. I don't see a whole lot of NFL PA or NBA PA standing behind the guys that say they're not getting vaccinated when it comes up to be an issue, which means you don't have the support of your organization, which means you are on an island. So the voiceless
in this support of your fellow players.
Yeah. Which means the voiceless in this scenario is apparently Kyrie, because the voice is the Players Association and their voice is very strong and they're not supporting him. Who's the voiceless? We don't hear a lot of other players in the league that aren't getting vaccinated. You had one out in Golden State, but guess what he did? He got vaccinated. So yeah. Who are the voiceless in this? Only the flat earther. That's the only guy that's voiceless in this that I know of. He's a flat earther. So we got to give that context too. He does believe the earth is flat.
I thought that was a joke when he first said it. No, I don't think it's a joke.
No, anymore. It's not. And this, of all the guys that have left school early, this is the guy that should have stayed at Duke longer.
Well said, Mr. Weintraub. Well said. We got to get to a break. And when we come back on the other side, progress report, recruiting update, getting you involved. Because, as you see us around, you see me around. My wife was back at work. She's like, man, Donis, good grief. You look different. Have you lost weight? Absolutely. Rewind. 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 I can't say it enough. Going to give you an update. Going to tell you how you can get involved with Rewind. You can look it up right now. Go to joinrewind.com/Michigan and give you your Rewind update. And then, of course, we'll get to the midweek peak with Steve a little bit later in the next hour as well. Right now, we'll get to that break. Come back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.